Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Microsoft plans to improve Windows Vista's much-maligned User Account Control feature, UAC, in the next version of its Windows Client operating system. UAC is designed to secure PCs by preventing users without administrative privileges from making unauthorized changes. But because of how it was set up in Vista, it can prevent even authorized users on the network from being able to access applications and features they should normally have access to. Microsoft says that in Windows 7 it will work to reduce unnecessary or duplicated password prompts and make the prompts it keeps more informative. Microsoft is planning plenty of other security improvements to current software for next week's Patch Tuesday. It will ship 11 security updates, 4 of them rated critical. The patches will include fixes for critical security bugs in Windows Active Directory, Internet Explorer, Excel, and the Microsoft Host Integration Server, which links Windows computers with IBM mainframes. The Active Directory bug affects only Windows 2000 Server, not other versions of the operating system. Amazon's cloud computing subsidiary AWS will introduce a tiered pricing structure for its S3 hosted storage service next month, cutting prices for high-volume customers. The price for the first 50 terabytes of storage will remain unchanged at 15 cents per gigabyte per month, but from November the 1st, prices will drop progressively with volume to 12 cents per gigabyte per month for storage beyond 500 terabytes. Infosys Technologies, India's second largest outsourcer, saw slower growth in third quarter revenue and profits, reflecting the impact of the economic crisis in the US, its largest market. Infosys also revised its US dollar revenue guidance on Friday, citing the current economic situation and the drastic depreciation of major global currencies against the US dollar. Infosys now expects revenue for the year to the end of March in the range $4.7 to $4.8 billion, with annual growth of 15% or less. It had earlier forecast revenue of around $5 billion and growth of over 19%. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.